The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have pity on your fellow servants as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my Heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. On EWTN, there's an Irish priest, Irish Franciscan priest, his name is Father Clifford, who gives very short but very good homilies, like Pope Francis. And one of his homilies was about the topic of forgiveness. And he tells the story of a funeral in Ireland. And there was an older man that was going to be buried. He was probably late 80s, maybe 90, had passed away. And the coffin was in front. Right next to the coffin was another elderly man who, during the whole course of the funeral mass, he was weeping profusely. So after the mass, the priest approached this man who was weeping and asked him, "Were you a relative of the man that passed away?" And he said, "Yes, I was his brother." So the priest offered his condolences and said, "I'm really sorry that your brother passed away." But then the man replied saying, "My greatest suffering is that I was not talking to my brother for 50 years. And the priest said, "Well, what was the cause of the conflict?" And the man said, "Well, I don't even remember. I don't even remember." So, what's the interpretation? It was probably something very insignificant. something very insignificant. All of us live in a family. We as priests, we live in a family. You live in a family. You are able to and are commanded to track to practice forgiveness and mercy every day. Every day in the family, I live in a family with nine, so I have a lot of experience. You bump into each other, you step on each other's toes, you spill the milk or the orange juice. I mean, it's part of life. And there's two options. Either you become angry, resentful, bitter, vindictive, or you forgive. Hello? It's either one or the other. For me, it's a no-brainer. Either you're not going to forgive, and then you're going to become angry, resentful, bitter, vindictive, that cold silence, or you're going to forgive. I've said this more than once. Well, I celebrated my parents' 60th anniversary, and after that mass, I was sitting down having a good time with my mom and my dad, and my mom said we never had any major problems in 60 years. Not bad. And my dad looked at my mom and just nodded very nonchalantly, said, we never had any serious problems in 60 years because they had God in the center of their marriage. But they would quarrel. They would quarrel. I remember once, a few years ago, I was on vacation. They quarreled over something that was just insignificant. I don't even remember. I don't remember what it was, but something. I was thinking, Mom and Dad, you're both in your 80s. Why are you quarreling over that? No? But within 2 minutes, my dad said to my mom, you know, I know you like Chinese food. I'm going to take your son, Edward. We're going to go get in Chinese food. What do you want? So within 2 minutes, they'd reconcile. My dad didn't tell my mom directly, I'm sorry. He wouldn't do it that way. But indirectly, he'd do it by some kind action. You see what I'm saying? And I thought that those who are married, how many people are married? Don't be ashamed, okay? Okay. No tenga vergüenza, okay? Okay. You're married. Hey, I mean, that happens probably on a daily basis. And it's either forgiving or it's holding on to resentment. And that was part of the dynamic, is there was some type of offense to forgive right away. There are couples that have some type of conflict and their kids are in the family and they don't talk for a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a week, 10 days. And they got four kids and they fight and they're walking past each other and they kind of go like this. The kids see this. That's terrible. That's terrible. And your kids, they're not dummies. Why aren't you talking to Dad? Because he's not talking to me. I mean, takes two to tango, right? So let me give you three suggestions. Number one is this. Today, given that I'm preaching on this topic, you're probably going to have an opportunity to put into practice what I'm preaching to you, okay? Someone's probably going to hurt you. So get ready. Be prepared beforehand. Number two is this. When someone hurts you, forgive right away. The quicker you forgive, the easier it is. Because if you don't forgive, then it becomes more and more difficult to forgive because our heart becomes hardened. Every moment, our heart is becoming either more open to God's grace or it's becoming hardened. It's either one or the other. We're never in a static state, but we're in a dynamic state. Either we're swimming upstream or the stream is pulling us downstream. The first reading, okay? And the last thing I suggest is this. In the Our Father, there are seven petitions. What do we say? Forgive us our as we forgive those. Remember Father Al Hall, who was here about 15 years ago, would say this. If you don't want to forgive your neighbor, if you're not willing to forgive your neighbor, don't pray the Our Father because you're a hypocrite. Wow, pretty strong. Pretty strong. So if we're really praying the Our Father, not simply by our lips, but with our whole being, when someone forgives us, try to forgive right away. Has anyone ever cut you off when you're driving? Never, right? What do you do? You should say, oh, may God bless that person. May that person have a very high place in heaven. If you don't, when you die, what Jesus is probably going to say is, okay, 5 days in purgatory with that guy in the back seat of the car, okay? And he's going to be back seat driver. You know what that is, right? So pay now or pay later. Let's pay now rather than later. And beg the Blessed Mother who stood underneath the cross, forgiving those who crucified her son, that she'll give us the grace to live out this biblical passage. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. Amen.